Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Lord, thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes. Yes, 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 yes. My soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes. I thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, a day that was not a promise, a day that was not necessarily given, but a day that you have blessed us to be able to see because you are a great and a mighty God. We thank you, O God, for waking up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day. We thank you, O God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength, allowing us to rise in our right minds. And we thank you for another day of mercies that we did not see. But we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise because you make all things well, and your mercies are new every single morning. Great is thy faithfulness, God, unto us. And we thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being mighty. We thank you for being all that and more. We thank you for being consistent, God. It's something about being consistent. Always being accountable, always being faithful. Lord, you're like none other. Lord, you're not a statue that we made by hand where we can place you where we want you to place you and put you where we want to put you and have you doing things that we want you to do. But you are the Almighty God who was not made by hands, but who used your great and your mighty hands to shape us and form us into the images of yourself. We thank you, God, that you took time to make us, Lord, and we didn't have anything to do with your making. So you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the person that we depend upon and that we put our trust in. And so we thank you, oh God, for shaping and molding us in your image. to be a reflection of you, God. That was our purpose, and that was your plan, Lord, as you made us, oh God, that we might bring you glory and that we may bring you honor when you look upon us. Lord, I don't want to put a frown on your face, or I don't want you to have a frown on your face when you look down from high and see me and see my life, Lord. Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now, Lord, that you would wash me and cleanse me, Lord. Make me whole, that the image that you see in me is a reflection of you. I want to be like you in holiness. Lord, I want to be like you in my walk and my talk. Lord, I want to be like you when I walk around and people see me, oh God, in the way I act, in the way I smile, in the way I do things, Lord. I want the world to see you all in me, so that they may know that my Redeemer lives, so that they may understand that it's not about me, but it's all about you. And Lord, that I may have opportunity to witness to someone to let them know it was not by my power, nor was it by my might, but it was by your spirit that I received a second chance. And so, Lord, I'm grateful for your sacrifice. I'm grateful for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, that your son, he sticketh closer than a brother. I thank you, Almighty Savior, for coming down and being the example that I need so that I can live right and I can walk right in these last of evil days. Yes, the world is waxing more and more evil, but you came to show us that we can live right. You came to earth, Jesus, to show us that we can act right. You came to show us, Lord Jesus, on earth that we can live holy and acceptable lives to be pleasing unto our God and pleasing unto our King. And so we thank you for your example, and we thank you for your sacrifice, and we thank you for your love that allowed you to continue to Calvary's cross, even though you didn't necessarily want to do it. I'm grateful that you had a nevertheless in your spirit. Lord, many times we come up against challenges that seem to be overwhelming and that they seem to be breathtaking. And, Lord, we can't look at them. We can't march forward, or we don't want to march forward towards them. But, Lord, you took Calvary head on. You didn't turn away from it. And when you had thoughts about turning away, you just took time to pray. And the more you prayed, the more God shaped your will to match his will. And so at the end of the day, Lord, you said, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. God, help us to have a surrendering spirit like you, Jesus, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, a surrendering spirit, that you might have your way in us. We may have to go through some storms, some rainstorms that may rage in our lives. We may go through some ups and we may go through some downs, but at the end of the day, all of our good days will outweigh our bad days, and for that we are grateful, Lord, that we're not just taking this journey on our own. You didn't tell your disciples to go meet you on the other side for no reason at all, but you gave them a command, and you expected the command to be met. It did not matter that a storm was brewing on the horizon. It did not matter that strong winds were making their way towards them. You spoke into their lives and told them to meet you on the other side. God, I want to say thank you because you are speaking that into my spirit this morning. No matter what comes our way, you still expect us to meet you on the other side, Lord, because you are our ending, God, and you know our ending from our beginning, Lord. And I'm grateful, Lord, that you will meet us just where we need you at the most. You'll tell us to go on to the other side, but, Lord, you'll always be there with us. You'll always be our strength when we need you, oh God. You'll always be our guide when we need direction, Lord. You'll always be our hope when we are hopeless, God. I want to say thank you for knowing what I need to do and knowing the plans for my life. God, I don't want to lean into my own understanding. Lord, I don't want to make my own decisions, Lord, but I want to wholly sell out for you, God. That means I need your help putting this flesh under subjection, because in this flesh there is no good thing. Lord, I'm in a battle for my life, Lord, and I need your help, Lord, today. I need your help to put this flesh under subjection. Oh, God, take out and kick out this bad attitude. Holy Ghost, it doesn't have room in here for us and a bad attitude, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, Holy Ghost, I need you to kick out, oh God, the uncompassion, oh God. Oh God, it doesn't have room, and we don't have enough room in here for any incompassionate spirit, Lord. Lord, kick out haughtiness and kick out pridefulness, Lord, and kick out distractions, Lord. Kick out lustfulness, Lord. Kick out everything, God, that may be in us that's unlike you, because we don't have room in these temples for anybody else or anything else but you. And the more we sell out for you, the more we'll do your will. The more we sell out for you, Lord, the more we'll say yes to your will. The more we sell out to you, God, the more battles we're going to come to, because, God, this life shall be filled with, oh God, trials and tribulations. But I'm grateful, Lord, that in spite of that promise, you told us to be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. And I'm grateful because you did it. You made a way. You made it through. You went through your life with knowing no sin. So you became that perfect lamb without spot or blemish. You became that perfect example of what holiness is like living here on earth. And so, Lord, as you continue to eject those things that are unlike you, we ask that you would pour more of your spirit in us. Lord, take out everything, Lord, the carnal thoughts and the unholy thoughts, Lord, and the carnal ways, Lord. Take out everything that's unlike you that we might be pleasing. Transform and renew my mind right now. That more, Lord, that I may understand that I don't want you in a box. That I need to release my faith so that you can release your wonder-working power in my life and on my behalf. Lord, transform and renew my mind right now. That I may prove what is that good and holy and acceptable, perfect will of God. I want your perfect will to be done in my life. Because if your perfect will is done, it's not about me, but, Lord, it's about me being a blessing to someone else, empowering a believer or changing a life. Lord, that's my mission. That's my purpose, Lord. That's what you place in me, God, for our focus as a ministry, Lord, and it has to be my focus for my life. Greater is ahead. And since greater is ahead, I cannot be content with what I have, nor can I allow the things that I have to discourage me. Oh, God, to cause me to be fretful, to cause me to be weary in well-doing, Lord, because my due season of reaping is coming. Lord, I'm grateful that, Lord, there is a law of seed time and harvest, and that it shall remain as long as hot and cold remains. Day and night remains, Lord. Seed time and harvest shall remain. So, Lord, I need you to help instill into me the understanding of your promises and to apply those promises not just for when I need them, but apply them to my life at all times, because your promises are yea and amen. And if I shape my life and shape my walk and shape my talk according to your promises, Lord, that I'll be more like you, Holy Ghost. That I'll be more like you, God, because your Holy Spirit will be speaking life into me. Your Holy Spirit will be speaking strength into me, and he will give me the things that I need that I may walk right and talk right and that I may live right. Lord, I surrender to you, God, this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for the surrendering, because as this body waxes more and more, oh God, dies every more and more day, every day, Lord, you still can make my spirit man stronger and stronger every day. And I want my faith to grow and my flesh to grow weaker. I want my faith to grow stronger. I want my flesh to grow weaker, Lord, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Shape us and mold us, Lord. And my hands are not right, Lord, save my hands. If my feet are not right, Lord, save my feet, Lord. If my heart is not right, save my heart, Lord. But don't turn yourself, don't turn your back on us, Lord. But have mercy and be that potter that we need, God, to make us over again. I know some of our lives have been a blemish before you. And I know some of our actions have been unpleasing to you. Lord, thank you for being a forgiving God that looks beyond all of our faults and sees that we need you. We're thankful, God, that your blood has not lost its power, that if we would just confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. And you're faithful just to wash us and cleanse us in the blood. And that blood still washes us white as snow. And that blood still makes us whole in the mighty name of Jesus. And that blood still heals, still delivers, and still sets free. I'm grateful that the blood still works today. Oh, God, my mother told me about how the blood worked before. And, Lord, I heard testimonies before how the blood worked for Bishop Mason, how many were saved and how many were healed and how many were filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, you're still in that wonderful working business today. You're still healing. You're still saving. You're still delivering. And you're still feeling today. And I thank you, God, because it all begins with the blood. The blood makes me new. And the blood makes me a new creation. And the blood changes my old ways and takes away my old habits and fills me with something new, God. Come no more and have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people today. Transform our minds and get our hearts and our minds focused in on you. Because if our hearts and our minds are focused in on you, then we'll be like Jesus said. And he said, I'm about my Father's business while I still yet have time. Our days and times are here as a vapor, so we don't have much time. And Lord, believers are falling away and people are dying every day. So many deaths have occurred across the nation in the church of God in Christ. And not only that, deaths are occurring mysteriously all across the world. Lord, my wife told me about, I guess, a van accident the other day that 13 or so people died, or 30 or so people died, bus accident. We saw the train accident in Washington, Lord, the state of Washington, where some people died, but you had mercy on all of those that were under the train and that the train fell upon. Lord, that we're living in the last and evil day, and we don't know if this may be our last time. Help us, Lord, to go into the day understanding, God, that this might be my last time. I may leave home this morning, God, and not make it back home. I may leave this morning and not make it to work. I may leave this morning and not even make it down the street. But, Lord, I want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for loving me, God. Thank you for allowing love to overcome the multitudes of my sins. Thank you for another chance to say yes, oh, God, to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Thank you for a mind to rise early in the morning and to remain consistent and faithful to you in these early morning prayer sessions, God. I want to say thank you that when we come to pray, we understand that our prayers are not in vain, but that when we pray, God, we understand and know that you hear us. And since we understand and know that you hear us, then we can guarantee and declare that our petitions shall be ours, oh God. It shall be ours, oh God, because you are a prayer-answering Savior. You are a God that hears our cries and hears our pleas, and you work them all together for our good. I want to say thank you for the no's that you have given me. But, Lord, I want to say thank you yet again for the yeas and amens that you have placed in my life and how you've manifested yourself in my life and how you've been an answering Savior in my life and how you've been a keeper in my life and how you've just been so good to me in my life. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, because you keep on blessing me, oh, God. Over and over again, thank you for faithfully blessing me. Thank you for faithfully loving me. Thank you for faithfully keeping me. Thank you for faithfully opening up doors. Thank you for consistently making ways out of no way. Thank you for being God. You said, I am God and I change not, Lord. And I thank you for remaining the same, Lord, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, God, for never changing. Thank you, God, for keep on loving me. Thank you, Lord, for being God and being God all by yourself. I'm excited because I know who you are. And I'm excited because I know who my Redeemer is. Lord, when trouble comes, Lord, I know who I can lean on and I know who will be by my side. And for that helps me to walk in authority. But that helps me to head for greater. I may have some failures. I may have some shortcomings. But greater is yet ahead. Because of the God that I serve, who knows the plans that he has for me. Because of the God that I serve, who reminds me day after day, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Open up my eyes. Open up my heart. Open up my ways that I may see it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and grasp hold to it. Not be ashamed. Not be discouraged. Not lose hope. Because the things that I desire, the things that you show me, Lord, have not come to fruition yet. But, Lord, as long as I'm in the land of the living, and long as there's breath in my lungs and in this body, Lord, I will see the day of your promises fulfilled for not just my life, but for my children's life, and not just for my children's life, but for my family's life, and not just for my family's life, Lord, but for my ministry as well, and not just for my ministry, Lord, but for those that are attached to the ministry as well. Let us not give up hope for our family members being saved. We won't give up hope, Lord. Save, deliver, set free, and fill with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Do it for our children. Do it for my siblings, our siblings. Lord, do it, God, for my co-workers, our co-workers. Save, God, and help me to be an example of what holiness and righteousness is. I want to love like you. So give me a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone that's not merciful, that's not compassionate, that's not kind, that's not holy, and does not have a desire to hunger and thirst after you, but put into me a heart of flesh that I may be compassionate,